Heaven says is a Moed Karchaim HaKodesh. Karchaim HaKodesh by Yehuda, it says, Kibbes B'yayin Levushoi. Kibbes B'yayin Levushoi U'bedam Anovim Susoi. So Yehuda was gebenched. Kibbes B'yayin Levushoi. And Karchaim HaKodesh has a Mahalach. Stami has a whole Mahalach on the Psukki, but on Kibbes B'yayin Levushoi, he explains that Yain is Yain Shel Torah, and the Levushoi is the Levush of Melech HaMashiach, and he says that Klal Yisrael are going to be Nigal from Golas, in this Golas is Be'ikah B'schus Torah, Ikah is the Schus of Torah. So he says, if Klal Yisrael are learning Torah Sefaked, then Kibbes B'yayin Levushoi, and then the Geula is going to come B'schus of Torah, and it will be a Lechtiga Geula. Chas V'shalom not, is that's a B'dam Anovim Susoi. So the chinah of dam, then it's going to have to come through a melech kosher, shel gzeiros of koshers. Also talks about the inyan of the levusha over here. Kibbes b'yayin levusha pirch. Koyach shel melech hametzupa melech mashiach shi l'shamoy hu b'chinas esek atoyer. Says a golas dalat shebo yigala hagoyel ha'otzim tzarch shtiyah b'yad Yisrael mitzvus esek atoyer. For the gula that we're waiting. The core of Bim Heir Yemena, that's going to come through the mitzvah Esek HaTorah. Zula ze is akev mi boy, ach de gezach. The person got to be misamets in Esek HaTorah. Ola ze remez bo ime kibbes b'yayin levush apirish, ki koicha shal ha-melech ha-metzupa, shil ha-shmoy, the koicha of the melech ha-mashiach, hu b'chines Esek HaTorah, she is asku Yisrael b'yayna shal Torah. Kval Yisrael mitzasek v'ayma ha-shapirish av yanil b'yis ha-yoyin, Torah, ki b'em tzuus ha-yir levush ha-shu, kinu ila malchus nochen elav leloy, nochen elav levoyshu. Through Talmud Torah, through yayna shal Torah, kibbes b'yayin levush ha-shu. Chavoyimer bedam anovim ki im yagi asman agulav velo yimtzo heim bano toyra ti agulav mitzos oil v'toykev agolus ashitzin umis li Yisrael koimim velo Yisrael zchus legolim yam melech kosher chavoyimer bedam anovim hems is yisurim chas v'shalom then that to be through yisurim is dach lecho anafosh yisbar in etzay tzak dusha gadech gadech shisbar b'emtzayis pechinus atoyer. So it's a pelvic zach. You see the same Indian of a kibbes b'yayin levusha, the levush corresponds to. It's one to the chelik of Torah, the mitzvah is be'esek ha-Torah. Yain is the bechinas yena shel Torah. Yena shel Torah is always the bechinas, the pnimius of Torah, right? Yena shel Torah is always the bechinas, the pnimius of Torah. So kibbeis be'yain levushai. In other words, when Mashiach will come, that levush, which corresponds to the levush, the chelik of Maranayim was talking about, that till now you have to learn Torah be'bechinas levush, be'bechinas levush, and that, be'bechinas levush, when it comes to Mashiach, Mashiach Kenny will come, that levush will be washed in yain. Which means that the yena shel Torah, the pnimius haTorah will come out through the levush. Then keilu levush will be washed, and then you'll see the pnimius on the levush, which is the bechin of yena shel Torah. So if we're zoichem, we misamets in Torah, misamets b'Torah shebenigla in Golas, before we're zoichem to see the pnimius of everything. So then Mashiach will be the one who kibes b'yayin levushay. He'll take that levush, which is how it toifes the Torah. That levush, and he'll wash it with yain. He'll wash it with yena shel Torah, and then we'll be zochah to the pnimius of Torah, which is the bechin of yena shel Torah. But if not chas v'shalom, so then v'dam anovim susay. And that's the chayyur that efshel oimem modein, and the brothers taka took the ksainus pasim, and they dipped it into dam. And because they dipped it into dam, the mechiras also called asara mugaragi malchus. It caused a terrible tzaras because the vush either gets dipped into dam, or it gets washed in yain. And we are hoping that the levush, which is the chelak anigla shebatoyra, which Yosef Tzadik represents, the shishis sidur mishnah Yosef Tzadik represents, that's going to be washed with yena shel Torah. That's going to be washed with kibbes b'yayin levush. It's going to be washed with the pnimis of Torah, and then it's going to be nisgala that it was only a levush, and inside that levush is going to be soaked with yena, it's going to be soaked with yayin, it's going to be soaked with pnimius, and that's what we mitzape. If chas v'shalom otherwise, then the levush is dipped in dam. As the brothers, they dipped the levush in dam, and that caused all the tzaras. That caused a bechina where the geula has to come through. That caused the whole golus mitzrayim is because of the chetam mechiras yosef, and later on asaro gemalchus. The shverikaiten have to come through the yisurim. But really, the yisurim should have been as gala bechim and bechinas toira. A person learns toira be yisurim, meaning he learns toira be amtsus be mesiris nefesh, and because the chelik a nigla of toira, and it's a bechinas nigla of toira is a bechinas eitzadas toivira. It's full of machlekes, and it's hard to learn. And machashaki moishivani is utal bavli. It's a chashes exact. However, then we'll be zoicher mitz Hashem that through that, through all the his amsus in that, then we'll be zoicher that that levush that we had, the nigla that we had, is going to be washed in yain and it's going to be soaked in the pnimis atoyer. Then we'll be misgala the pnimis atoyer. And this is taka brocha given to Yehuda. The levush is Yosef, but when the levush is washed in yayin, that's already Yehuda coming out. That's already Yehuda coming out. It was megala the whole Torah Yosef, which was only b'levush. He's megala the pnimius of that Torah, and that's the bechinas yena shel Torah kibbutz b'yayin levusha. That's the tzipia for the gula, all the nigla miniskala the nista the yena shel Torah. So we meanwhile are holding on to the uktzin. Meanwhile we're holding on to the ukitz. Because the rest is eish. On the mitzvah Hashem, Mashiach will come. He'll wash the levush, and then we'll stand. The whole levush will be soaked and smelling of yena shel Torah. We must say all the pnimiyas. A melech has to be mechabed levush. And that was the pekam. That was the melech. Because he wasn't mechabed levush. Yeah.